The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so that we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you're not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you who you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. So I was reading your minds as I was coming in, and some of you were thinking, "Why is Father wearing pink? Did he lose all of his good taste or his good ways?" But now most of you know why it is. So there are two Sundays in the year where the priest wears pink. On Advent, it is the Sunday which is called Laetare. And during Lent, it is Gaudete, which is joy. Both words from Latin, joy. Amoris Laetitia, the love or the joy of love. And I think that the whole liturgy today is aiming towards us being happy. How can I be happy? Especially as Christmas comes along, as our Lord will be born. How can I be happy? We all want that. But certainly there's always the question of how to, in a world like this, so upside down, where there's a lot of anxiety and stress, how can we be happy? And I think that every one of us has heard from the Acts of the Apostles, there is more joy in giving than in receiving. We feel it when we buy a present for a loved one, and we show or give that to him or her, and we see their eyes light up because we got exactly what they wanted. We get a greater joy from that than when we get exactly what we wanted. It's the joy of making somebody happy. But we also know, precisely because of that phrase, because of that part of Scripture, that joy is not attained from the things we can touch, but more the things we do or contemplate. We do or contemplate. And this is a time where we, you know, we've all heard many times when something is going on, maybe there's a little fire somewhere, or there's something to put out or something to solve, and somebody will say, "Hey, don't just sit there, do something." Well, I think this would be the time to say the opposite. Don't do anything, sit there and contemplate. Why? Because the solutions, the answers, the wisdom that our hearts are seeking to solve our own daily problems come from that reality of contemplation. Let me give you two examples of maybe a little bit superficial, but they'll kind of paint the picture of before I was a priest. One of them was, it was 1997, and I went with a friend 40 days as a young man, as a backpacker, to Europe. And one of the main attractions was I wanted to see the Eiffel Tower. And so we're there in Paris, and we're paying 28 bucks per hostels, you know. And we were told that the Eiffel Tower was in a certain direction. So we got into our hostel, left our backpack there. We start walking, and we're like, where is this? Where is it? We just couldn't find it. And we keep walking, and we knew we were very close, but we didn't know exactly if it was going to be to our right or to our left or where it was. Suddenly, we take two steps, turn a corner, and we see the massive statue. And we both said, wow. It was just a scene, and I was astounded, amazed by the beauty of it. Now, if any one of you have been to Paris many times, you're saying, oh, come on, Father, that's not such a big deal. Well, if you see it every day, it's kind of for people who come to New York, they go to Central Park, and it's wow. But for us, it's like, okay, it's right here, and we never go. But I was just impressed with it, and for about 5 minutes, we were kind of like speechless. To be in awe and absorbed by something. So here's example number two. So I remember I was around 23, 24, and I went out with a girl who I just thought was beautiful. But more than physically, she just had this amazing personality, and of course, she was older than I was. The men here know that how attractive that is to date a girl who's older. So we went to this place, this restaurant, where a lot of people we knew were going to be there. And just, I remember, I have that recollection that during the whole night, I was totally as if I had disappeared. All of my attention was in that great personality. As I walked in, I said, I'm very well accompanied. All of my attention was on that. Well, what is the gospel telling us of what John did when Christ was coming? He disappeared. He labeled himself as the one who is not, and put all of his contemplation on, watch him, the Lamb of God. He was totally absorbed in contemplation to he who wants to be born in every one of our hearts and bring those answers to the questions that we have every day. And sometimes we don't know who to turn to. A lot of people will turn to psychologists, astrologists, the reading of, you know, whatever it is, whatever answer we can get. And so John is the example of he who says, stop all that you're doing and contemplate him. He has the great desire to come to us and give us the answers to the questions that we have. That's precisely what he wants to do. He wants us to get a new wisdom for 2024, where whatever decisions we have to make, and we have to make many small ones every day and big ones every once in a while and huge ones two or three times in our lifetime, that we would ask ourselves, what would Jesus think? What would Jesus do? And follow that, because that would be wisdom. So as we continue with our Mass, my advice is we're 7 days away from Christmas. I know many of you can't pray for a long time a day. Some probably can. But just live these days in a more contemplative spirit, as if the Lord wanted to come and soothe some of our hurts and pains and wounds and difficulties, whatever they are. And we all have them, because we all feel that the uninvited guest to our party is always pain and suffering. We would like to be fully happy every day, but it just doesn't happen. Well, Jesus wants to come and heal that. So let's spend our week in a contemplative mode and draw from him all the wisdom. The motto would be to be absorbed by Jesus. Amen.